And at this point, I believe this gentleman should have androgen deprivation. And the question is there a number, is there a PSA number, which one begins this? I think there has been a trend to earlier androgen deprivation. You say, well, why, what impacted this? I think the so-called messing study with positive lymph nodes, even though it was a small study, and you've talked about this so frequently in your tapes with a number of individuals that you've interviewed, but nonetheless, you can't totally discount the study. And I think there is a benefit to earlier rather than later androgen deprivation. I think that's one of the impacts of the Tyrol study and why their patients have, within 2 to 3 years, in their big, huge PSA screening throughout that area of Austria, that there was an impact in survival when compared to other parts of Austria, is that not only they provided diagnosis but initiated treatment. And since that benefit was seen within just a short number of years, I think the impact of hormone therapy was indeed part of it, and I think George Bartsch has indicated as such. So the question is, if we initiate androgen deprivation, the two big issues is, should you continue it, or should you provide the patient with the opportunity for intermittent therapy? And I happen to think intermittent therapy is quite a reasonable approach. I indicate to the patients, we are yet to have randomized trials indicating their equivalent, that the standard has always been, and probably still is, the quote, the standard, continuous androgen deprivation. But my own bias is depending on the patient's age, his tolerance of the androgen deprivation, and how long he's been on it, that it is reasonable to stop it at some point and monitor the PSA. The second issue, I should say parenthetically, that somewhere between 20 and 30% of the respondents, be it age of patient 48 or 65, would agree that intermittent therapy is reasonable. So the majority still would stick with continued androgen deprivation, but a sizable one-fifth to one-third think intermittent therapy is reasonable.